had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy for this week, and it's for all those men and women around the world who want to know themselves. Know thyself. Who want to have understanding, who want to be free. It's not for everybody. Most people don't want that. But for those who do, the biblical question is to encourage you to focus on self. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and running around and doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you just got to go do what you got to do, but you still would like to hear the show, listen to it, why you're doing whatever you're doing. You can podcast. You can podcast the show and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line, even though it's not working. On TalkStream Live, that's not working. But not our fault. But you can call it. It'll probably be up soon, hopefully. Well, I hope it'll be up soon, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, excuse me, go buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. And as you know, Tuesdays are always amazing because Tuesdays reminds some people of the good old days when America was amazing. Tuesday is country, and western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? I was reflecting on last week's biblical question, what do you possess? Right, James? What do you possess? What do you possess? Have y'all been reflecting on that at all? What do you possess? And different people said different things. Some people said nothing. What do you possess? Amazing, huh? What I've come to realize, and that maybe some of you have realized this too. Derek said he possessed the Holy Spirit. That's my black producer. He black. He possessed the Holy Spirit. What the? That's interesting. What I've come to realize, he's like, nothing funny. That's not funny. That is funny. If you think you possess the Holy Spirit, that's funny. But okay. He possessed the Holy Spirit. What the? Have you noticed, or are you paying enough attention to yourself, people, to notice? Whatever you possess controls you. Whatever you possess, you're afraid of losing it. Have you noticed that? You, whenever you possess anything or anyone, anyhow, you become afraid. You become afraid of losing it. Your marriage, your children, your money, your places, your things, your friendships, your worships, your career. Your religion, your Holy Spirit, your whatever, your Mary, Mother Mary, for the Catholics and the other religion. Whatever you possess, you're afraid of losing it. Your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your whatever. And you build a brick wall around you, trying to protect the Orthodox. Oh, the Orthodox believe Mary too. Yeah, not just the Catholic. Orthodox, they possess Mary, and they're afraid of losing Mary as well. You build a wall when you possess something, you think you possess it. You build a wall around it to protect it. This is my wife, you say. This is my girlfriend, you say. This is my husband, you say. These are my children, you say. This is my body, my choice, you say. This is my money, my house, you say. This is my God, you say. And you build a wall. These are my thoughts, you say. You possess your own thoughts. And you become afraid. You become afraid of losing them. This is my life, you say. And then you're afraid of losing your life because you possess life. When in reality, real, honest reality, not this illusionary life that you live, you don't possess anything. Not even your own life. You don't possess your own life. You don't possess the Holy Spirit. That doesn't even make sense. How you possess the Holy Spirit or anything. But that's what you've been taught, and that's what you believe. You believe a lie, and you live in fear. I'm afraid to offend the Holy Spirit. I'm afraid to offend my religion, my wife, my husband, in the case of the ladies, my friendships, my everything, my job, my everything. You're afraid of losing what you possess. It's the most craziest mental ill thing I've ever heard of. And you truly believe that. What is even worse, you truly believe that there is someone there to possess something. You think you exist. You really think you exist, and you think because you exist that you possess something. And it's sad, a sad way of living. It's a hard way of living. There's no peace in that at all. Because once you get it, you feel happy about it. I'm getting married or whatever it may be. And you feel really happy about it. I'm moving. And you feel really happy about it because you possessed it in your mind. And then when you get it, you feel real afraid about it. Because you don't want to lose it. And then you fight. You fight with your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend, because you're afraid of losing it. And you can't be good enough for them. And you try hard. Bad people marry, date and marry bad people. And then they fight. Because you want to possess. What you don't know, there is no you, and life circumstances will bring in and out of your life exactly what you need. It will come and go naturally if you could see there is no you. If you could only see there is no you, life will bring to you exactly what you need. It will flow through you. And if you don't possess it as it's flowing through you, you'll let it go. If it stays, fine. If it leaves, fine. No matter what it is. Finance or whatever it may be. Life circumstances will bring those things into your life. They will pass through you. And it would be perfect. And you would be at peace because you know that you didn't bring it into your life. You had nothing to do with it. And you know that if I didn't have anything to do with what's in my life, then I have nothing to do with whether it stay or go. So I'm not going to possess it. I'm just going to live. There is no you at all. You've been deceived. I was deceived. We've all been deceived. To believe that there is you. There is somebody there. You don't know. And you will know for those men and women who are working on themselves. If you just stay with it, stay with it, stay present, you will know that there is a timeless you looking out of your body at the time you, which is not you. You will see that. It'd be so interesting. But you can't see that because you're living from without. You think there is a you, and you're afraid. And you're trying to get all that you can get and trying to hold on to it desperately because you think, who will I be if I lose my thoughts, if I stop thinking? Psychological and emotional thoughts. Thoughts of love. Thoughts of hate. Thoughts of past. Thoughts of future. Thoughts of what if. Thoughts of what, who I am and who I'm not. You're afraid. And so you hold on to them and you suffer. Because you truly think you exist. You don't see, you're so into believing that you exist, you don't even notice how things, people, places, and things are coming and going through your life. Circumstances bring certain things, and they stay, and then they are done. They are here today and gone tomorrow, and you won't let that happen because you possess. I own that. I own you. I am rich. I am poor. I'm black. I'm white. I'm this and I'm that. You're lost. You're blind and cannot see. There is no you. This whole, everything in this earth will come and will pass away. The real you exists, but in present, only present. That's all that is. Everything else come and go. Your life comes, your physical life, it comes and it goes. You're born, you're young, you're happy, well, not nowadays. And then you turn old, and now you feel like you're losing something. I'm losing my youth. I'm turning old. And now you're afraid because you think something is happening to you. I'm losing my youth, so I'm going to go get surgery, body surgery, whatever kind of surgery, trying to hold on to something that you don't even own. Something that's going to pass away even when you spend all that time and money in surgery. It's still going to fade away. You think that you are your body. And because you think you are your body, you are afraid of losing it. You think you're your youth. And you're afraid of losing your youth. Who will I be if I get old? What would life be like if I get old? Can you be any more lost than that? Why not give it a good try? Possess nothing. You don't have control of your own life. Your life come and go as it wishes. It happens by itself. And you can't do one darn thing about it. And you hate that. I gotta control something. I got to control something or someone. And then you fight, and then you're afraid. And you can't even see how life circumstances bring things in your life. And because you don't see it, You think you're doing it, and you try to hold on to it. Why not live a free life and don't try to hold on to anything, possess nothing, and enjoy life? Why not do it that way rather than suffering for the rest of your life, believing that you possess it, and then you fight. You fight over what you think you possess. You build a wall. You go into your imagination, and you live there, and then you come up, which is not you coming up with these ideas, of all of the ways I can keep what I have, or I can get more. I can hold on to what I have, and I can get more of it. And then you're really afraid of losing it. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They're blind and can't see. And most people don't want to see. You don't possess anything. You're crazy if you think you do. And if you doubt me, stop yourself from getting old. Be a teenager the rest of your life. Be in your 20s the rest of your life. Your 30s the rest of your life. See how much of a hold you have over your wife or your husband, ladies. You're crazy for trying to hold on to him. You go nuts. He won't do what you want him to do, or she won't do what I want her to do. I'm trying to show her love. I'm trying to show him love. I love him, but he won't stay. He won't treat me right because you possess him or her. Amazing, huh? You don't own anything. You don't control anything. And as soon as you realize that, sooner you got to be free. How are you going to possess the Spirit of God? Are you God? If everything, and it is from God, including you, how are you going to possess you? And because you think you exist, your mind gives you some crazy ideas. So-called good ideas, happy ideas, and bad ideas. And you freak out. Because you own your thoughts. You say, my thoughts are my own. My desires and my wants and my needs are my own, you say. My past is my past. My future is my future. So I worry about it, you say. It's my responsibility to make sure everything turned out the way I want them to turn out. So you worry if things don't go your way. You don't have a wait-and-see attitude about anything, including your life and your relationships. Why not wait and see instead of possessing? You were not created and were never intended to control or possess anything, not even your color. Wake up. Lay your weapon down and live. There's nothing to fight for. There's nothing to defend for any reason. If somebody tried to hurt your physical self, of course, protect yourself physically. But there's nothing else to defend. And everybody's fighting because they want to possess. If you don't do it my way, I'm mad at you, you say. If you're not the kind of religion I am, we're going to have a war, you say. My religion is better than your religion. My religion is right and yours is wrong. And then you fight. And you think you own the religion. Can you get any dumber than that? How can you think you own a religion or a government or anything? Why don't you, like, really pay attention to what's happening with you and in you, and you'll see you're afraid, you'll see that you don't own anything, but you want to. I'm not rich enough. I'm not poor enough. I don't have enough. I'm too skinny. I'm too fat. I'm too white. I'm too black. I'm too Japanese. Oh, I'm too Chinese. And then you fight. What a sad way to live. There is no you. It's an illusion. You're in your imagination thinking, believing a lie. And you've been taught by your family, your parents, and society that there is a you. And you believed a lie all your life. And all you ever done was suffer. I'm a basketball player. And I'm going to beat anyone else up that come out here on this, like the women basketball people. Like the reports have said that the black basketball females are fighting with the white girl because the white girl play better. I am the best. I own this. And if you come out here and you're better and you're white, you're going to get beat up. We're going to try to paralyze you so you can't even play. And then your own coach won't even speak up for you because she's afraid of losing something. I won't be a coach if I speak up against these black people. I won't be a coach if I say a man who thinks he's a woman is still a man, or a woman who thinks she's a man is still a woman. I will lose something. I will lose my. I will lose my this, and I will lose my that. And you don't possess anything. You're going to lose that anyway. Because now you're living in fear. It's an illusion. Of course, my producer who think that he possessed the Holy Spirit, he black. He said, he gave me this right now, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you have not your own? You don't own anything. It's an illusion. You don't even own the company that you founded and started. It comes and it goes. And people try to take it away from you. And you freak out because you think you own it. This is my company. In some cases, people kill for it. And then they lose it. There is no you. I promise you, there is no you. Why don't you go within, be still, and live from within and let life happen. And don't be afraid. Don't possess so you won't be afraid. And let it happen. Why not give it a good try? All you're going to lose is your illusionary life, and you're going to gain life. And life will flow through you. It will happen. And you will never think about possessing it. Fear thoughts will come. Worried thoughts will come. The thoughts of loneliness will come. The thoughts of anger will come. And you will let them pass because you're not possessing them. You don't say, my thought, I'm afraid, because you don't possess it. You really don't own anything. And your little free will don't work. You're lying. Will yourself to never think again or be afraid. Will yourself never to try to possess anything. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. Why don't you pay attention so you can see that you truly don't own anything? You're afraid of dying because you think it's your life that you own it. Amazing, huh? You're trying to control your life. And the more you try to control it, the more it goes out of control. Why don't you try not to control it and just live? See what happens. Why don't you stop fighting with people and see what happens? And if you notice, when you try to control people, whether it's relationships, friendships, whatever ship, and they go away anyway, you get mad at them, and you blame them for leaving you. And then if they don't care, they move on anyway, you get mad at yourself, and you curse yourself out, and you yell at yourself, you blame yourself. You turn on yourself, at least the person you think is there. Anyway, couple announcement. I want to say to Wilma from Wisconsin, greetings from Wisconsin. I received your gift yesterday, Wilma, and the amazing card, the writing on the card and everything. Wilma from Wisconsin, and the gift, I love the gift.
Thank you.
It is. And I think I'm going to share it with the office. I want it to last forever. Possession. It is amazing, Wilma. From the land of cows. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Wilma, let Wilma know I got it. And it's amazing. You know what else is amazing? The American Anchor Baby is coming up at 9. He is here today at 9. The American Anchor Baby, no ache. The American Anchor Baby at 9. So check it out. Also, I do shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs, congratulations, encouragement. Whatever the shout-out is, shout-out on Cameo. And then people love the shout out. They're like, Jesse, these are amazing. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo. All right. And check out Bill on Punchy TV. Bill on Punchy. And every Wednesday he does new episodes live, but you can podcast in the meantime. Amazing. The world gone crazy because everybody want to possess. you think your life is your own. There are females who are killing the children on the inside of their body and outside because they think that it's their children. That's evil. And they can do what they want with their children. They own it. And they're afraid of losing if the man get the children. They're in some cases, they'll kill the children to keep the man, the father, from getting the children because they own the kids. They'll cut the baby in half before they let it go because ownership. You hear the truth or you hear a lie, you hold on to it for dear life, and your glass is now full, and you get no more, and now you're lost. You're not supposed to own anything, hold on to possess anything. Don't possess the truth and hold at all. Don't possess the lie. Let it pass through. And you shall be free. Not might be free. And now these people out there in the streets doing these crazy things, and the world, which has no answers to anything, you never gonna get the answers from the world. They don't have it. Nobody has it out there. It's in you. No one has it. And if they're not pointing you back to you, they're your enemy. They're trying to control you. They're putting you in prison so they can use you for personal gain. Look within. Reality is within. The kingdom of heaven is within. And you, when you live from within, you're going to clearly see, I am not in control of anything. And you're going to be glad to see it. And you're going to have the best life that you ever would imagine. I love you, and you love me, so I own you. And you better not go. I'm staying, and you're going to love me. What a sad way to live, right? They're using this postpartum thing, and now they're saying that these people got some type of mental illness, and they need mental illness help and all that mess. Physical nothing is going to solve your mental illogical mind and thoughts. That's spiritual. You're crazy in the head because your heart is wicked. And if you don't change that heart from anger to love, resentment to love, nothing is ever going to get better. You're only going to get worse. And this I promise you. And you're going to get old getting worse. You can possess the world. And if their heart doesn't change from anger to love, you're only going to possess the world and try to control it, try to keep it in fear, and you're getting worse because your heart is wicked. You have no love. You have no patience. Oh, one other quick thing I want to remind you. Parents, those who are working on themselves, men and women, and you have children, little children, don't tell your children they are angry because the devil is in them. Don't tell your children that, oh, you're like me. I didn't love you because the devil is in me. And now you're acting like me because the devil is in you. Kids don't understand that. And you're sending your children, those who are working on themselves and are doing this, men and women are doing it, not just the ladies. You're setting your children up to become like the Christians do with their children, afraid, and now they walk around in deep into the imagination and becoming crazy. All Christian children become crazy because they've been told about Jesus and about sin and about this and that, and they grow up, they got to read the Bible. There are so many people walking the streets reading the Bible, quoting the Bible. It's not even funny. They were traumatized by their religious parents, whatever the religion is. So don't just tell your kids, hey, don't be angry. If you realize you're waking up, you realize that you have passed that on to your children, and you have, just tell them, hey, speak up, but don't be mad, okay? Don't make it a big deal. Don't be mad. Just speak up. Say to mama, mama, stop. Stop yelling, mama. That's not good. Or dad, whomever doing the yelling. But don't tell them that Satan is in them and the devil controls them. Kids don't understand that. You're making them crazy. You just become the light, overcome the darkness, become the light, and your kids will see a change in you, and then they will change. But if you're telling them, oh, you're like me because the devil's in me, not the devil's in you, and they're like 8 and 9 years old, they're not going to understand that. You're putting fear in them. What a mess! Anyway, NBC New York is reporting. On Monday afternoon, August 31st, 2026, one victim and one female suspect died after a knife-wielding female went on a random stabbing. Out of nowhere, according to the report, on a random stabbing spree in New York City, Times Square. This is from NBC News.
Sam Brock joins us live from Times Square tonight. And Sam, I know you have a major update that just came in.
Tom, police officers and investigators are still blanketing the block where this happened behind me. As for that major update, the woman at the center of this, as well as a stabbing victim who was also a woman, they have both died as activity here in this dense, vibrant part of New York City has now come all but to a standstill.
Tonight, this chilling scene unfolding in New York's Times Square following an apparent stabbing spree and an officer-involved shooting. A large crowd screaming as this woman in a pink shirt appears to approach officers with her arms raised. Then the sounds of more gunfire and witnesses scattering. Multiple New York City officials telling NBC News police are investigating her mental health history. As a woman armed with at least one knife, according to those officials, slashed at least two people near the heart of Times Square, then was shot by police.
The cops are showing up. Looks like the lady got another victim over here.
Man, huh? That's every human being, because you possess, you own it, it's yours. And you're mentally ill in your mind. Your thoughts are not your own, and they're not from God. And medication is not going to solve. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not giving you medical advice. But the one thing I do know, if you don't change your heart, allow your heart to be changed from anger to love and just live, you're crazy. Even when you judge yourself and others, you're doing it because you're mentally ill. You're crazy. You think there's someone there to judge. Inside of yourself. And you've been told that, too, by society and your parents and religious people. And this is happening. I remember going to New York Times Square to visit my son, but to do shows and things there. It was so nice to walk down in Times Square. It was absolutely amazing. That's gone now. Because the mental health experts have given you all these drugs for your mental illness and you only got worse. Reuters is reporting that officers attempted to use a taser before discharging their firearm. So they didn't just, according to this report, shoot right away. Emergency response transported three civilians to area hospitals.
The NYPD confirming that emergency responders transported three civilians to area hospitals. This video showing a person being wheeled away on a stretcher as investigators stood next to what appeared to be a long knife on a nearby sidewalk. Witnesses to the shocking violence report seeing a woman with multiple knives.
I see a lady with a knife. When they have the knife in your hand, so police say, drop it.
Tonight, the NYPD confirming it's conducting a police investigation and cautioning to avoid the area. Sam Brock, NBC News, New York.
Look like a fat black lady, too. I couldn't see the face, I'm not sure, but she liked doing this. Who's scared of that? Whoa, mess! And it's going to get worse. I've been saying for the last 37 years or so, things are going to get worse. Because human beings are evil. There's no love. They possess. They possess their color. People are so insane, mentally ill, they really think that they are their color. Think about that. I'm black, so you got to respect me. My ancestors were enslaved, so you got to give me free stuff. Mental illness. You possess. Your ancestor was a slave, so America owe you something. Otherwise, you ain't going to make it in life. White people holding you back. Crazy people think white people owe them something. Think about that. Even in this generation, not in my generation, they literally think white people owe them something. Affirmative action, DEI, money, something. And it's going to get worse. Your relationship is never going to work. You know, friendships, boyfriend, girlfriendship, wife, husband, wife ship, your business ship, your financial ship is never going to work as long as you think you possess it. You own it. Your life is not going to work as long as you think you possess life and that you're in control. You're not in control. If you're in control, why do you let yourself feel up and down? Why do you create those thoughts that will make you feel that way? Unloved. You be in a room by yourself, and all of a sudden, you just feel so lonely. I'm just so sad. I'm just so afraid. And then you make up excuses. And then you look for something or someone to make you feel temporary feeling, which is a fake, quick feeling. You won't sit in that room by yourself and feel the pain and watch the pain and do nothing about the pain. So you can be free of the pain. You want a quick thought that makes you feel better, quick phone call that makes you feel better, quick pot or something that makes you feel better. And so you have a temporary fix instead of sitting in that room, going through that pain, and have a long-term fix, an everlasting fix. You'll look for a quick thought in your head. You feel lonely. The thoughts say, you're lonely. I'm lonely. And right away, you look for another thought to tell you how to overcome the loneliness. And it tells you, now you think you're better. I feel so much better. The loneliness is gone. It's not. If you had sat with it and lived with it and did nothing about it, then it'll be gone forever and ever and ever. Amen. Why don't you work on yourself? Why suffer unnecessarily and let life happen? You'll be amazed at the things that will happen through you. God created you and he loved you, but you don't love you. You hate you That's why you possess you. Because you hate you. Amy is out of Texas. Amy, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Amy.
Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I called to answer the biblical question.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference?
Yes.
Yes, and what's the difference?
Yes. Okay, so the God of the Old Testament is not the one true God. Because, and I have some scripture.
Okay.
I know it's not Bible Thumper Thursday, but I did my homework before I called.
Right on.
So in Exodus, God declares, so it's Exodus 34:14. He says that his name is Jealous. And I could have sworn that jealous was a negative emotion. And you've always said God has no emotion. So he is a dispassionate God. So how can he be an emotion, and not only an emotion, but a negative emotion? And he demands his people's worship. So that's an outer expression instead of going within. Animal sacrifices, stuff like that, you know, needing altars, and then, so that's the first example. Second example is also in Exodus when Moses leaves Mount Sinai and goes down with the Ten Commandments and sees the golden calf and then breaks the Ten Commandments and goes back up. And God is actually furious, like so angry that he is telling Moses that he is going to wipe them out. He's going to kill them all. And Moses had to talk God down from doing that. That just doesn't make sense to me. Why the creation of the quote unquote God would have to talk a God down from going crazy, going ballistic, like pulling out an AK-47 kind of stuff. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. It sounds like, you know, like Scarface.
And so,
to me, you know,
how is the according to you, the God of the Old Testament is not the same God of the New Testament? And so that, was there a God in the Old Testament?
Yeah, I believe that was Satan. That was the lower G. That's why he needed all that attention.
And who is the God of the New Testament?
Hold
for me?
Okay.
Hold on.
I sure can.
So witnesses say that the suspect down there in New York was a Hispanic lady. That's according to CBN News. So it was a fat Mexican lady doing the wielding of the knife, according to the report. Amazing! I got to take a break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
Mm-hmm. A whole lot of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, the 1st of September, AD 2026. Hope you had a happy Men's History Month last month in August. It is now September, although it's still going to be hot here in L.A. some days, but it's only getting up to 80 today here where we are, I heard. September is starting on a stormy note, I heard, over down in the Gulf of America, right? Is that the Gulf of America? Is that where that's happening? Formerly known as the Gulf of Mexico. Millions of Americans under a hurricane watch along the Gulf Coast. Also, the White House construction of the ballroom moves ahead, and voter fraud investigations ramp up, despite a lack of evidence, they claim. Don't know. On the lighter side, grandma hobbies are winning over the young and silly people. Shout out. Tropical storm Edouard. E with an accent over it going up. And the D-O-U-A-R-D. It's French. And it's a male's name for some reason. But it's a French name. Edouard. Something like that. Edouard. Shout out to the French and the French Canadians. Tropical storm Edouard is closing in on the Gulf Coast and forecast to make landfall near the Texas-Louisiana border today, if it hasn't already. A hurricane watch in effect for multiple communities as that fast-developing storm could bring heavy rainfall. It's awesome. There's, like, satellite footage from up above, or Sateloon if you're a flat earther. And it's viewing down on this storm from way up high, hundreds of miles up probably. You can see over, like, it's a time-lapse GIF, WebP, and I will link to it on thehakereport.com/JLP. You can see the Hake News links down in the J.S. Lee Peterson show notes. And it has, like, little flashes of a bunch of different lightning strikes over the course of I don't know how long as this storm develops. It's so cool. Anyway, a hurricane watch in effect for multiple communities. It's a fast developing storm could bring heavy rainfall and gusty winds capable of toppling trees and causing power outages. By the way, I heard of, like, there was a flash flood in the Grand Canyon, and there was a flash flood in, now I'm blanking on the name of this place, in like Arizona or Utah or something like that. Crazy. Shout out. Not to mention the crazy flash flood last week in Nepal and China. Terrible. Whew. Brutal. Really brutal. Anyway, toppling trees and causing power outages, they're saying, or possibly going to do it. Edouard is then expected to move inland over the southeastern Texas tonight and rapidly weaken. September is typically the peak of Atlantic hurricane season. Ocean temperatures are warmer. Conditions are favorable for storms to form and strengthen. This year, El Nino is favorable. El Nino is helping suppress hurricane activity, but it's still happening. It's a key reason why forecasters called a quieter year. They predicted a quieter year overall, but dangerous storms can still develop, making it all the more important for people in hurricane-prone areas to stay prepared through the fall. Nice. The so-called Supreme Court, cleared the way Monday for our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, to continue construction of a massive new ballroom at the White House, rejecting an effort by the preservation group, to halt the controversial, meaning reasonable, project indefinitely. A 5-4 ruling, Chief Justice John Roberts, the Rhino, joined the court's three liberals in dissent. Of course, don't know why, but he always does. The so-called conservative majority concluded the National Trust for Historic Preservation likely lacked legal standing to challenge the project. All right, so nice victory for Trump. Congratulations. 90,000 square foot ballroom. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question for this week. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? The God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. Is there a difference? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, whatever you got to do, anywhere in the world, we are on a different time zone around the world. So you may have to go to work or something, but you still want to listen to the show. Or you may just want to go walking or running. You can podcast and listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Yeehaw Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. My country flew over the ocean. My country flew over the sea. My country flew over the mountain. Oh, bring back my country to me. Amazing. I want to go back to Amy out of Texas responding to the biblical question. And let's see here. Amy said that no, the God of the Old Testament is not the God of the New Testament. She's saying that the God of the Old Testament was emotional, and that was Satan. She said that Satan is the God of the Old Testament. Am I right, Amy?
Sure, I am.
And then who is the God of the New Testament?
I'm still kind of on the fence on that. I do feel like it's pointing towards the one true God, you know, but I'm still kind of on the fence just because of how Revelation is kind of written, but I feel like more Revelation is not literal. It's more going within and what happens when you go within, you know, like when we, because like Judgment Day isn't actually one day for everybody. It's different for every single person. Judgment is when you go within and God burns away all of the nonsense inside of you. You know, that to
and
me
so
is what I'm discovering.
You're not
what
sure.
Judgment Day is.
You're not sure. Is there, so you're not sure of the God of the New Testament?
That, yeah, because the old, because I just started, once you said that, the biblical question, I feel like it, like Jesus, it was pointing everyone back to the one true God. So I feel like it is him because of that, simply because of Jesus pointing everyone back to the one true God, going within, saying you can find God within, you know.
Well, let me, because of time, let me ask, so you, the biblical question, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? You're saying, I guess you're saying, yes, there is a difference, that the God of the Old Testament, according to you, is Satan, and then God of the New Testament is who?
Is the one true God. That's, I feel like it is truly the one true God. Yes, I'm just being, and, I guess I'm being indecisive.
And who is the one true God?
The, well, I don't, he, no one has seen him, you know, he's within us. He's
how,
the Father. That's
how
the
is
Father.
The, that's, how is the one that, oh, okay, so the emotional God you call Satan of the Old Testament, and you're saying that the New Testament is the true God, but you can't, you
yes.
don't know what the true God is. Am I right?
Yeah, the Father. It's the Father, the one that you are constantly telling us about, like to go within, that you will find within you. That
okay.
that is that's who's in that new. Yes.
Well,
I'll but
put
before
my...
we
go
before,
ahead.
Before I go, can I go back really quickly to the jealous part? So I looked up. The definition for jealous, and it actually says envious, fearful, or weary of losing one's position to someone else. And supposedly God called himself that. So who would he be weary of losing his position to if he is the true God in the Old Testament?
Amazing. Well, I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday, but I do appreciate you responding to it, your response to it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Let me quickly ask, you mentioned Revelation. What impact is Revelation, if any, is having on you?
What impact?
Yeah.
Can you define, can you explain that just a little bit more, the question?
You said that you're not, and I don't know exactly how you said it, you said that you weren't for sure about the God of the New because of Revelation. What did you mean by that?
Well, just like the way it's worded, like because I used to know the Bible as literal, as just straight literal, you know. And I've discovered as waking up and going within that it's not literal, that it's actually constantly pointing people back to within, to like Revelation is what happens to you when you truly wake up. It is, you know, the earth is the body. You know, that's just they had to put that
so
wording.
So Revelation
people,
is impacting you in what way?
My waking up, you know, like falling away, my old self, my ego death, basically. That's Revelation is ego death.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Amy. And again, I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you, Amy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Steston out of Idaho. Steston, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call again.
Amazing. You're welcome.
Yes. I would have to kind of agree a little bit with Derek about last week. I thought I possessed my spirit and my health, but
repeat that.
After your, I thought I possessed my spirit, like the Holy Spirit in my body and my health, because this is the body is the temple.
Oh,
and
then you, after so when you say you agree with Derek, Derek think that he possessed the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
And you thought you did at one time?
I thought I did all the way up until you had that, your little monologue this morning.
My little monologue. What?
And then I'm like, oh, I guess I possess nothing because
why did you think
people,
you possessed the Holy Spirit? What do you mean by that? How were you possessing it?
Well, being raised in the church, it's probably a little bit harder for us Christians because that's what we're told at a young age, that once the Holy Spirit is inside of you, he can never leave, and you have that, and then your body is the temple, and you need to treat it accordingly because the Holy Spirit is inside of you. So that's how I perceived it pretty much my entire life, and I was like, the Spirit is something that nobody can take away from me, but I don't think that's right anymore.
Did you
just
think
because
you controlled the Holy Spirit or something?
No, I just possessed it. Like I accepted the Holy Spirit in. It was with me at all times. And
what a mess.
I know. Well, because I see other people and they think that they possess the Holy Spirit too. And I'm just like, well, I'm not like them. Or like that's their body, their choices, their health. And I'm like, oh, well, I believe the same thing, but I'm not like you. So now after your discussion, I was like, oh, I don't think I have anything now. So I'm like, okay, yeah. But then the answer to the biblical question.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
No, there is no difference.
And why do you say no?
Between the two. I say no because there's multiple times in the Bible that says that God is, was, and is to come. That's one thing, and another is like my newfound like research and understanding of the Bible and time. We can't understand the beginning of time. We can't understand the end of time. We don't know how many stars are in the sky, all of that stuff. So we can understand who God is or was, and the Bible is just still a book between the old and the new. So I believe that God is the same. He's the same God that, because what's happened in the Old Testament is happening today and nothing has really changed under the sun. So that's my answer.
Amazing. Well, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, Destin. I appreciate that.
Yes. And then my question to you is, why did Peter choose to be crucified upside down?
I have no idea. Do you know Hank? I didn't even know he was crucified upside down.
According to the legend.
Upside down and round and round. What?
I learned about this in art history class.
Oh, Lord.
At Pasadena City College. No endorsement implied. Because there was a painting of him being crucified upside down. Like they were nailing him to the cross and he was kind of upside down.
Right.
And according to the legend, I'll call it, he was crucified upside down according to them. And also that he didn't want to be crucified right side up because he didn't want to be compared to his Lord, Jesus Christ. He wanted to be lesser than Jesus and not be compared to be just like Jesus, so he didn't want to die just like Jesus.
Did it help?
So they did that.
That is also what I was taught and what I understood, but due to history and just like the changing of the word and people's interpretations of it, I also heard somebody else say that there's actually no written account of that, and in truth, Peter chose to be crucified upside down to show the world that the world is upside down, and he is looking at it right side up.
Were you taught that in church or in school?
I was taught that in church, and definitely not in school.
Have you ever read that in the Bible somewhere?
No. It doesn't say anything about it, but just through research of like different people's interpretations and then
and
everything
did you
that's been
it?
It makes sense to me
that Peter was crucified. Why does that make sense? He was crucified upside down.
To show that the world is upside down and what we're seeing the world as it is, it's upside down.
So what's good is proof that he was crucified.
That he was crucified upside down?
No, period.
That I don't have anything right in front of me, but just through stories over the years that Peter
and so you
was
never
crucified.
Read, so you used to be a Christian. You never read in the, or you're still a Christian, I guess, but you never read in the Bible that he was crucified?
Not in the Bible.
So
but
why you
story,
think he was crucified?
Because there's other books that were written and other stories that didn't make it into the Bible that were omitted for reasons we do not know.
Oh, it said that he was crucified?
Yes. Peter, he was crucified. That's a fact. He was crucified by the Romans. I believe it was in Rome. And it was like before, obviously, the temple fell. And he was crucified upside down, but because he wouldn't stop speaking the name of Jesus and telling the truth. And what he chose to do it upside down to prove a point, saying, hey, like Jesus did this, and I'm doing it too, but I'm doing it this way to show you what is right is wrong and what's wrong is right, and just don't live by the world because the world is upside down.
He could tell me that AI said it was first recorded in writing over a century after his death. So it could not be true at all.
And then that's where this comes into play. It's just like it could not even be true at all.
Right.
But it's just when everything like came
and it doesn't
to me,
even make sense that he would be crucified upside down because you're trying to prove a point. What the?
That's what I was kind of thinking. But I was just like, well, I don't know. I mean, like, it could be true.
Because, I don't know because I've never heard that before that I'm aware of. I may have heard it just forgot. But I don't know.
It's just how the world is so upside down and backwards. And it's just like through my reading and research, it's like, okay, well, that makes sense. And something that you mentioned that hit me is you said that the Antichrist is already here. And like a lot of the Christians in the Bible say like the Antichrist is to come. And through some of my research and understanding and reading, he's like, when you said that, that hit me. It's like, oh, that is truth. Because the Antichrist is here, and it's just like this world is just a big deception of what's going on.
Do you know who the Antichrist are?
We don't know.
Why don't you know?
Because Satan isn't going to come out and say, like, I'm Satan, or like, I'm the Antichrist, and I'm here to destroy the world.
Right.
But he's very deceptive, and so, and like, one of the biggest lies and cons is, like, the Antichrist is not here, and Satan isn't real.
And you believe the Antichrist is here, you just don't know who he is?
Yes.
Let me tell you who the Antichrist is, and then I got to run because of time.
Okay,
The Antichrist are the preachers of religion who build churches and preach Jesus. They are the Antichrist.
Yes. That makes sense. That makes total sense.
All preachers of religion are the Antichrist of any religion at all, no matter what the religion is.
Okay. That makes sense to me. It's kind of scary and worrisome that when I was sucked into that for so long, I was like, oh my God, the Antichrist is here. And then coming like, oh, that's you. Okay. Well then.
Amazing.
So that helps out a lot. Well, thank you for that.
Right on.
Understanding.
I appreciate you responding, man, to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Okay, looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, man. Amazing. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Popcorn's thump keg yesterday on buymeacoffee.com/JLPTogJesse. When we drop our bodies, as you call it, quote unquote, die, pass away, do you believe that our souls go to heaven or hell, as the Bible says, or do you believe that there is nothing after physical death?
I don't know for sure.
Take way in too.
I don't know for sure at all. I have no, no yet. Amazing.
I have fears and maybe some hopes, but mostly fears, but I don't know either. Thank you, popcorn.
What do you fear?
I don't want to go to HD double toothpicks.
Well, if you have fear, you're already in HD double toothpicks.
I know, but I feel like I can still have some fun and get a chance while I breathe.
Not long you live in fear?
Well, I feel like, anyway, let's move forward. Anthony LL bought a coffee. There is something wrong with the world today. Don't know what it is. We're seeing the world in a different way. God knows it ain't his something wrong with our eyes. Living on Edge by Aerosmith, 1993. Have a great day for Bond.
Oh, that's a song?
Apparently so, and pardon me butchering the melody. If you could tell, I wasn't particularly singing.
I'm not familiar with that song, but thank you. Yeah. Amazing.
I've heard of the band, obviously.
What's the name of the band?
Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, ALL.
Thank you.
Hannes, Five Coffees, amazing Sunday service. Thank you. Yeah, it makes more sense to appreciate the Lord over fear the Lord.
It doesn't even make sense. How are you going to fear God? What the...
Everything talked about in the service only confirmed for me to stick with it, let go even more, stay present even more. Things are changing for me over here in Europe, and only God is the one making it happen.
Stay with it, and stay with it. That's amazing. Right on.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And he, biblical question answer?
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God loves with a firm hand in the Old Testament and a graceful hand in the New Testament. His love covers a multitude of sins. Blood emoji, blood drop. Those who live according to the flesh will die, but those who live by the Spirit put to death the misdeeds of the body and live. Punishment is a natural consequence of disobedience. That is why it is better to obey. Salute emoji, various checkmark, Christian cross, crown, sheep, fire, hashtag, eternal life with the Father is my portion.
Keep it perfect. What the? And you still didn't answer the question. Did he, it's a he or she, did they respond to the question?
And he, I believe it's a he. And
so do they believe there's, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New?
In short, he says no. Even though he didn't explicitly say no.
How you get no from all that?
Because he's used the word same. God is the same.
Oh.
Boom. What? I feel like my interpretation is logical. And Heat, I got you, bad. I got you, buddy.
Thank you, Heat. Keep it piffy, because I missed your response to the question.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you, though.
Tina F. on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. I love your show. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you, Tina F., and thank you for helping us to make it possible. Thank you.
The Duke, passenger 57, on Why is God So Mean in the Old Testament? On X. He was having a postpartum depression episode. I mean, come on, Jesse.
What? No.
I disclaim.
It sounds like it, for sure. Thank you.
And Heat, what's quote-unquote good about being a father, you ask?
Yes.
To create a future and inheritance for your seed. Salute. Hashtag like father, like son. Hashtag eternal life is our portion.
What's good about that?
He doesn't elaborate or necessarily anticipate your question there. Perhaps he wanted to keep it pithy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
Hannes, Three Coffees, BQ.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament?
They are one and the same. But I think our perception of God has changed and updated over time.
Amazing. So she's saying they're the same?
Hannes is a he.
Oh, he's saying they're the same.
Yep.
Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Hannes with yet another. Wow, this biblical question is really bringing out interesting people out of the woodwork. Eyes emoji, laughing with sweat. I heard that the flood narrative in the Bible is more like a literary tool to provide a break in the story. Apparently, flood narratives was a popular literary tool in those days. Shrugging white Irishman emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
I think he's Irish, right? I forget.
Amazing.
Thank you, Hannes.
Thank you, Hannes.
Oh. Wayne, I am that I am. Yes, the God of the Old Testament is the God of this world, or the God of the woman, while the God on the New Testament is our Heavenly Father, the God of the man. Two separate covenants, carnal versus spiritual. I guess that's an answer to the biblical question, I gather.
And so is he
He's
or
saying
she?
That the, Wayne is saying they are different.
Thank you, Wayne. I missed it, but thank you.
He says the Old Testament is the God of this world or the God of the woman, which is another word for Satan.
Oh.
Another way of saying Satan, while the God of the New Testament is our Heavenly Father. So says Wayne.
So Wayne is saying that the God of the Old Testament is not the same God of the New Testament.
Right.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. I appreciate it.
I feel nervous hearing and saying and repeating these people making these claims.
Why are you feeling nervous, beta?
Like, because you're not supposed to say stuff about God like that. Anyway.
But you're not saying it.
I know, I'm not saying it. I disclaim. All right.
As you would say, info may be false.
Yeah, that's right. I don't even represent much myself, much less do these super chatters or callers represent me.
Amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
A few on Cash App from A. Bryant. Jesse, how's your little business?
How's your little business?
A few dollars for your little business. A few more dollars. Equipment for you little business.
Thank you. We can use it. Appreciate it. Thank
and,
you very much.
XD, like scrunch face, big smile emoji.
Thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
And this morning, a member for 6 months, Eli9A, the reason it's funny to possess the Holy Spirit is because the Holy Spirit guides you by possessing your body just like evil possesses people. That's right.
Thank you. Very interesting. Thank you.
Five from Eric, quote, the things you own end up owning you, unquote, Fight Club.
I rest my case. Oh. Amazing. Thank you.
Patty Yellow Bear. Rockstar put a beta in GTA 6. What a mess.
What a mess.
That's Grand Theft Auto. A video, an updated version of a video game that you played with JLP Plays on with American Anchor Baby.
Oh, yeah. What happened to it?
So this video game where they drives around and carjacks and shoots people and stuff.
Right.
I don't know if he shoots. Rockstar, I guess, is the video game creator, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I could be. And they put a beta in that video game about criminals.
Amazing.
What a mess.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I got to stop there.
We'll read Jim in Alaska and the rest of y'all's Super Chats later, y'all.
Yeah, we'll get back to them. Thank you. Because of time, Andrew is the first time a call out of Utah. Andrew, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you, sir?
All is well, Andrew. Amazing.
It is very amazing, sir. Hey, I just wanted to shout out for your show and everybody because, it's been 6 months today that I went and forgave my mother. And the reason I'm just like, I'm overjoyed, honestly.
Okay.
So it sounds kind of emotional, but it's more the joy.
Don't worry about it. Just relax and speak, man. Don't worry about the past.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I had kind of been dealing with demons this morning because I've been wanting to call in, and so I just took a break from work, and that's why I was like, you know, I need to go through this hell because those demons are wanting me not to call in.
Andrew, let me take a quick break. Can you hold?
Yes.
I'll come right back to you after this break. Quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing.
highly recommend you get them. Seven guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Men's Forum this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Every first Thursday night of the month, we have the Men's Forum. And they are amazing. At 7 p.m., so come on down, guys. Going from the basement all the way up to the 50th floor, trying to make 100. And then the ladies' meeting is the third Thursday night of the month. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. We have a silver coin celebrating 250 years of America. And then we have Punchy's Coffee. And it is good. It's so good, makes you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. And then we have amazing books. My books are amazing. And the antidote, Seven Guaranteed Step. Seven Guaranteed Step is just a little pocket guide. And if you're in business or want to start a business or you have a job and you want to see how to move it, make it work a little better for you. Seven steps. If you do them, they will work. But you got to do them. Most people don't follow the instructions. And then life don't work for them and they wonder why. From rage to responsibility, and then scam, how the black leadership exploits black America. Then we have mugs and T-shirts and all kinds of things. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And get your merch today. Amazing. Every dime we get goes back into doing the work here. So thank you in advance. Let me go back to Andrew, a first-time call out of Utah. Andrew, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to call in. It's been a process, and a little background to kind of get some context, and I'll be as quick as possible, is back beginning towards this 2026, the beginning of the year, I've been married for just over 2 years at that time, and it's been very eye-opening because I had a moment of separation, for lack of better words, spiritually, and I see it and understand it more so now, where within my marriage, we've, you know, two demons got together, right? You say that a lot.
Yeah.
And I understand it.
Two devils got together and got married. And,
yep. And I didn't understand. I didn't see it, which I don't judge myself anymore.
Right on.
And I don't judge my wife.
Right on.
She doesn't understand it. I've tried to help her see, but again, you know, I can't force someone. So.
Nor can you help anyone see.
Exactly. And so that's kind of fast forward to getting, I honestly, I wish I remembered the exact details, but long story short, I got connected to your fellowship, your channel, and all your everything that you do in the show. And so I just been absorbing it like a dry sponge. And it's been a beautiful thing, spiritually for me, because I realized I had that anger and I was just so tired of it. I gave up, honestly. I gave up and I fully submitted, and I was like, all right, I normally did the hoop and holler, as you say, the hoop and holler prayers. And I see how that's just not helped at all throughout. And I'm 37. And so all my life, looking back, I've noticed that nothing has ever worked. And I kind of, and the words are so hard to use, right? I just find it very interesting where I've been told growing up through the church I've been a part of ever since in being born, and looking back through all that time and just like nothing has worked. I thought it worked. I thought that going through these practices within this religion were working, but I'm still angry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would God, if this is quote unquote his true and only living church, why would God keep me miserable? Right.
Yeah. Good question.
That's where it's really, yeah. And so I was at that time of reflection, and he showed to me that through, you know, without words, that's what kind of was puzzling at first, because I was expecting it to be like some quote unquote still small voice or whatever, but it was clarity that was beyond what words can describe. And that's when I was like, all right, I need to stay with this, whatever it is, because it was foreign to me at first, but something in me was both telling me, not telling me, you know, vocally, but in a spiritual sense, to stay with it. And then there's another side, of course, that was saying, oh, you know, run away, or, you know, that was the very loud voice. And so I'm grateful that I stuck with it, honestly. That's what led me to get into the silent prayer, and through your help and pointing me back to myself. And I'm grateful that I took the initiative, because no one can do it for me.
Right.
I have to be, you know, willing to work at it. And so that's when I realized I had anger and it wasn't mine.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I could keep, you know, for the sake of time, because I want to get to my point of my call.
Okay.
But back in May 1st, May Day, I called my mother. May Day, May Day, calling the mother.
Socialist Day.
And, yep. And so I didn't have anything planned, and I'm glad I didn't, because then that allowed the Spirit of Truth to do the talking through me. And so I called my mother, and it led to me forgiving her, and I don't remember exactly how it came about. I wasn't in control. I just knew I needed to do it, because
right.
I saw it and I understood that I needed to do it so I could be done with this anger and the spirit of anger. And just one little detail was interesting to note is when I, in the conversation, my mother got upset and angry at me and said, you need to go back to church. And yeah, it's just, and
amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing because I saw it right there, and I did. It was over the phone. It wasn't in person, but it was a video call. So
okay.
I wanted to make sure I could, yeah, face to face her
right
and
on.
I. Yeah, and I took your advice to be able to, you know, face her, and then I saw something so clear is oh, this is definitely where I got my anger, but it's not even my mom's fault.
Right.
Because she got it from her mother and so on and so forth, generational curse. And so I was able to see that. God allowed me to see that so that I could fully understand. And she was going on, and I stopped her as like, Mother, this is the problem. This is the issue is I have been resenting you my entire life up to this point. You kept me away from my father. I understand that you only did the best you could and you couldn't even help yourself.
Right.
And I told her this. I specifically told her, I see that I am wrong for resenting you because I had anger towards you and I'm wrong for it.
Amazing.
And yeah, it was amazing, Jesse. And
how did it
ever
end?
Since it ended, she was confused. She did. I don't remember the exact words, but she did say something along the lines where, you know, it's like, well, I did the best I could. Like, yes, I know you did because you were on your own. But it was the things that happened between you and your husband, my father, was between you two. It had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And it ended off well. She was still confused. She didn't know what to do. And her reaction, I see it. She was very upset and frustrated. And I didn't say anything.
She was pretending to be confused. She was not confused. She just wasn't ready to admit that you were right and she was wrong.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. And she did get a little hoop and holler in, and I didn't react back.
Right on.
I as much as those demons that were in me still, and I could feel them leaving at that point, which that was amazing. It was, I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I felt, for lack of a better description, I felt God's light distilling that darkness that was in me, and it was beautiful. It was like a reawakening, if you want to call it that.
And let me ask, because of time,
yeah.
And did you go to your father already?
I have attempted. I've called. This is fast forward a couple of months, and I had not seen him for, I think, 25 years or so.
Wow.
And that's another story that we can talk about later, if time and if the Lord is willing. So, but I did just recently call him 2 days ago over the weekend and left a message with the only phone number that I'm aware of that is his. And I told him, third time calling, I said, hey, I need to ask you a question, and I'd like to have a conversation with you about it, but I need to know what happened between, like, your side
right
of
on.
The story, because that's something that my mother never told me, is her side or his side, because it's always about her.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And so I left it at that, and I do plan to give him another call. I haven't gotten any sign of calling back on his end, but I do wish him well, and I
yeah,
have
you don't have to keep calling him. You've already called.
Yeah.
You left a message. You want to talk to him.
Yeah.
Now that you understand, so you can move on. You don't have to keep doing it.
Yeah, I did tell him. I was like, I don't want to impose on you. I just want to say, hey, I want to talk. You know, I do what you want with it. I wish him well, and it's like, you don't have to call me. I know that I want to hear your side.
Right on.
And I told him that I know it's not his fault of that that you know, he's I don't have any resentment towards him. So.
Amazing. And yeah, I know you called about something else.
Yes. Yes. So that just wanted to give that context because I really wanted to just say thank you for everything. And again, it's been 6 months since that day I had that conversation with my mother, and it has been just a new life, basically. It hasn't been easy per se because those demons are still trying to work their darkness between me and my wife. And so the next day, it was May 2nd, I actually went to my wife and I told her, hey, I told her that I had been resenting her, and I told her that I was wrong for doing it, and that I was sorry that I had had that resentment because of the things that she has done to me and the arguing that we've had between each other. And I told her that I don't hold it against her. And she didn't really have any response. But I left it at that. And because I knew I needed to forgive her.
Right.
Because I did have that resentment because we've been fighting and arguing and I was wrong for it. And so I knew I needed to do it. So I didn't hesitate. I did it. Same process as the previous day with my mother. And, it's been interesting fast forward to these 6 months where it's been a lot of these on and offs. Where again, my wife will be, you know, I love you, and then I hate you, and I hate you, and I love you, back and forth, right? Which is all hate. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
And so I've been listening to your show, and that's been really helpful. Been doing the silent prayer morning and night and being present throughout the day. Fast forward, going straight to my point, because I know there's amazing callers wanting to talk with you, sir, is... This most recent week and a half has been very interesting because her and I, for quick backstory, we've owned a business together, and we've owned it before we got married. And now there's been an instance where this other business that is similar to the other one, it just finished, and she's been in debt because of it, and she was trying to figure out how to pay for the rented space that we had for it, because they're asking for it. Now this past week she has been very silent to me, because I told her, it's like, I'm not going to get into this debt with you.
Right on.
This is something that you have to do, and she's been so silent about it, and I understand it, and I've heard other callers with similar stories, and I'm like, wow, this is I'm going through the same hell right now.
Everybody have the same problem. Yep, different situation, but absolutely. The same problem.
Yep, yep.
But and because so, of time, yes. Go right to your question for me.
My point is, it's in a situation right now where, long story short, I know this marriage isn't going to work. It has not worked ever since we've been together. Even the times before we got married, we've been together. And I know I was wrong for going into the woman's world.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I'm seeing now that obviously I did it wrong because I wasn't in, you know, God's order. And now that I'm trying to get into his order, it's not going to work. I see it now because my wife, she doesn't obey me. She does not have love even for her daughter, and it's from a previous marriage. And so, yes, I'm already 2-0. I've got with a single woman who has an child. So I'm.
She was already married before.
Yes,
and you never been married before.
No, it's my first marriage.
And then she already had a child?
Yes.
And do you have any kids with her?
No.
Why did you marry her?
Because before then, I was unconscious, sir.
Yeah, I understand.
and so my main point is I'm staying with the silent prayer, staying present, I've taken on your assignment for August, especially with August, about not getting in an argument with anyone, not trying to prove yourself. To my best of my knowledge, unless I've missed something, I've completed that assignment, and it has been nothing but amazing. And so I'm in a situation right now. My question is, regarding I want to get out of this marriage because I know it's not of God, and I'm having to wait and see. I got to see my way through hell, and I got to get myself out of the woman's world. I got in it. Now it's my responsibility to get out of it because I don't think she's going to do it. She's more or less using me for just the money at this point. I'm a stranger in my own home. And I'm trying to find a way, and I'm waiting on the Lord to show me the way. I'm trying to see what I can do physically.
And your question for me is what?
To get out of this divorce or this marriage, to basically divorce and see my way out of this situation.
Well, you say that so she's only using you for money right now, you say?
Yes.
What do you mean by that? Because of time. What do you mean by that?
Yes, the business that she just had, and it's an annual convention, and so she's in debt. She's trying to get her own credit card to pay for it, and she just recently spent basically all of our money and asked other family members, sister, mother, for money, and we have basically under $50 in our bank, and we have rent to pay, and I don't get paid till Friday. What? And so, and it's been like this where I've actually had to split my paycheck in half that goes to our joint account, and then to my personal account that I've had before.
Let me just ask this because of time. Is she working on herself spiritually?
From what I can see, Jesse, that's a very hard no.
Okay. Do you own a home or you're renting?
We're renting.
So why don't you just tell her you're moving out and let her take care of that, and you go and live your life?
That's been my...
Why have you done that?
Well, I wanted to... I'm still having that wait and see, and that's actually in the most recent
But
day.
You're married to the wrong woman. You're married to a woman that was already married and already have a child. You married the wrong woman, and in knowing that, why do you hang around? I don't understand.
From my understanding, Jesse, is I've been having to wait and see.
But you already see. You went the wrong woman.
Yes, I do see that.
What is it that you wait to see?
Well, I guess a more clear path due to the finances that we're already in debt before this current.
Are
debt
you in
now.
Debt? Oh, she's in debt.
I'm in debt, and it's because of a lot of stuff that she's taken out. And this before, again, this is when I was unconscious.
Hold on, Andrew, let me do this. Into the call. I'm going to take everybody when I come back. Andrew, when I come back, I want to go right to your question because I want to get to as many callers as possible.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on for me. When I come back, Andrew's going to ask the question. We're going to deal with that and move on, all right? Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. I highly recommend you get them. 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate.
blame and victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
The headlines are that the jury in that Lindsey Clancy trial right now, at least as I understand it, I'm just seeing some headlines coming in, the push notifications, you know. They're saying that the jury's claiming they can't come to a unanimous decision or whatever they're supposed to do. They can't all agree. So the judge said, go back and try to make a decision. Or make a decision, whatever. And so the headlines are saying, oh, it's the beginnings of a hung jury, which was the prediction for some people. Some people predicted either a hung jury or not guilty of criminal responsibility for the murder, blah, blah, blah. That's what the headline is, that the judge wants them to make a decision, even though they're claiming that they can't make a decision. The judge is telling them to go back and deliberate more. But anyway, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. This 1st of September, AD 2026, the rent's due, or time to collect, or pay the mortgage, or collect. and you can call in. Some of you are already on hold. All right, hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well, if it be the Lord's will, right? And more great stories. It is Hake News, not Fake News. The third hour coming up, y'all. And the lines are full, so if you try to call in, you may get a busy signal, but try every so often if you'd like, all right? Young or old, we welcome your calls, okay? And you can super chat as well, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, as well as Bond JLP on Cash App. Also on YouTube, Rumble, and Pilled, we read super chats from all the places where we see them. Nice. The so-called Supreme Court, as you know, cleared the way for that ballroom, so it is going to be moving forward. Hopefully he can finish it. But there is a legal fight playing out in lower courts, deciding whether it's legal. Whatever. He's already torn down. I don't get, other than anger and trying to control him or have a say in what goes up, what their issue is, since that wing, whichever wing is torn down, let him finish it with the hake. Anyway, speaking of hake, no hake report today, all right? I know, I want to cry too. But the hake report has not been live since the 7th of Men's History Month, August. And we're rapidly approaching the 7th of September. It's the 1st of September. But Anchor Baby will be live right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, American Anchor Baby, that is, on YouTube and Rumble. Linktree, linktr.ee/AnchorBaby, AnchorBaby. The Department of Homeland Security, according to Commie Nonsense Network, Department of Homeland Security planning a surge in its efforts to investigate voter fraud in select states starting today, per internal federal guidance reviewed by Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, Mark Wayne, all one word, all one name, Mullen has stepped up efforts to make the department a central player in President Trump's push to uncover alleged widespread election fraud, although such claims have been repeatedly disproven, if you believe Commie Nonsense Network. All right, if you believe. You might say unproven, or you might say they haven't looked at the proof, or you might say disproven. Those three are possible. The agency has already assigned an unprecedented number of agents to related cases, chasing down voter histories of people believed to be non-citizens who may have voted illegally or registered to vote. DHS, Homeland Security, also vowed to withhold grant funding from states that refuse to adopt a broader set of election reforms. And Dwayne Davis, you may have heard about this, found guilty in Tupac Shakur's murder, like 30 years ago this thing happened. Dwayne, it looks like Kefe D, but I think it's pronounced Keef D, K-E-F-F-E, and then new word, capital D, Davis. not to be confused with Chief Keefe, okay, found guilty of first-degree murder Monday. He raised his fist and he said he wants an appeal. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way. Stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. For those men and women who want to overcome, know thyself. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference? This is really an amazing question. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just got to do what you got to do. You can podcast and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me, and we're going to get to your super chats. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP talk. Right, Nick?
JLP Cash App. Bond, oh, yeah. JLP Cash App.
What the? You black. JLP Cash App. I was asking this a question there. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 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 I want to go quickly back to Andrew. Andrew married a woman who'd already been married before with a child. She's in debt, according to Andrew. They have another business together, and it's trouble in the land. There is trouble in the land. And we got to get to all your call. I'm going to move a little faster here, all right? Andrew, so your question, is she older than you?
No.
Okay. Your question for me is what?
Yeah, so with this debt, there's the new debt that she has on her name, And then there's debt that I've had due to these businesses that she has started, and we started together, but now it's she's basically taking the full ownership. And my question really is, with me wanting to have the divorce, what should I do in regard to this debt that is seemingly, I guess, all put onto me when this previous debt is between the two of us due to the business? Excuse me.
Why did you let her do that to you?
Well, I was unconscious. I didn't see it as I do now, because I listen to the woman I'm suffering. it's so true.
Why not just split the debt? So apparently it sounds like you started another business with her, right? So it sounds like she already had a business, and now she's in debt with that on her own?
Real quick, so about 4 years ago, we started a business together, and we opened it up, LLC, on our names. And so I only got the debt because she couldn't get a loan for...
Oh, the debt is in your name?
Yes, that's where it can be tricky. And as before, we were married, and so I haven't been able to talk to... I want to talk to, a divorce lawyer or get some sort of counseling on that as far as what the law is in Utah. I'm not familiar, but if it is before our marriage, and if it is once we got married, is it tied to both of us, or is it not grandfathered in? Is it still on me?
Is her name on the loan at all?
No, and that's where I'm not sure because of Utah laws.
Right. It'd be best for you to, I don't know for sure, but it sounds like you're up the creek without a paddle.
Yes, exactly. And I'm just trying, I've been having to wait and see, and last thing I'll say when it comes to silent prayer, I had... I think it was last week, Wednesday or Thursday, I was at the shop with work vehicle and getting repairs. And while I was waiting, I just was in silent prayer. And it was amazing because I had a lot of all these worries trying to get me to, like, oh, you'll be fine. Just it'll change. And, you know, I hear that so many times. Like, it's not changing. It's not changing. And so in that moment, and it was really profound because there was a moment where I was just, I only saw me. All the thoughts had just disappeared, and I had so much clarity, and I was for sure that, okay, this marriage isn't going to work. I need to get out of it because I got in it, and I need to see my way out of it.
Right.
And so that's where this morning as I'm at work, I was like, all right, I'm going to take a break, I'm going to call. And that's when I mentioned it at first, is like those demons were like, oh, you'll be fine. You already had your answer. I'm like, well, yes, but I'm not going to listen to you. I want to call, you know, and so it's, you know, they love trying to get that attention because they think they're alone.
But let me just say this to you. I don't know what you should do about the debt thing. You should talk to a lawyer to see or somebody to see if it's going to be all on you or and if it's not, you'll see what you do next about that. But I highly recommend that you don't take on her debts that she already had. Not at all.
Definitely not the current debt that she just got in the past month. Yes.
Right. And only the one that you and her made together are your concern.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then secondly, don't make any children with her.
Nope. No, we tried. We were expecting a honeymoon baby, but had some miscarriages. They're with the Lord right now, and so. But going forward, I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah, do not make any children. And then realize that you married the wrong woman, a married woman with children already or a child, and you just got into all this mess. Don't resent it. Don't resent her, because it's not her fault that you were blind and was, you know, let this happen to you. And you see your way out of it. Don't freak out. You see your way out. I do recommend, do what you want, of course, that you move out and get yourself a little place that you can afford, one room or something that you can afford, so you can grow out of your situation.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's...
Because as long as you stay there with her, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Yeah, and that's the...
And you're not responsible for her. She is responsible for her own rent. Once you're gone, she is responsible for it. That's not your responsibility at all.
Yep, exactly. The thing about the rent is she's the primary. I'm considered a roommate. So I'm actually, that's probably the one of better opportunities for me.
It is.
So that it's easier for me to get out. So.
And sooner better than later.
Yes, and I've been having to wait and see, silent prayer, staying present throughout my days, and that's where it's led me up to this point. And I just wanted to bounce my 2 cents out there and ask for the advice. I appreciate it very much.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Get out of this situation. Have you talked to her about this situation and see if she would, let me see, has he tried asking her about it, like if she would simply honor it? Ask her about what?
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I was just wondering.
This is Angel Baby.
I was wondering if he had asked her if she would just honor it. Although I was kind of mentally checked out a little bit on the details, so I don't know if this question is pertinent, but if she would just simply honor whatever she owes, because it sounds like she's going to keep the business.
Well, honestly, I've told her the first bit, excuse me, the first business, she was getting all crazy about the LLC because my name was on it. Our names were on it. And I simply told her, look, this is what we started back in October 2022. It's us, but if you want it, like, I don't want it because it's been a mess. And I stood up that day. It was about a week ago. I stood up as like, I'm not angry. I have told you I don't have any resentment.
Why don't you take your name off of it?
I actually did.
Oh, the LLC thing.
Yes.
Good.
So I'm no longer on it, and I said okay, because it's been back and forth. She thinks I'm trying to take the business. I'm like, no, we started this together. So. And that's where it's gone full circle again, where it's happening again. I'm like, all right, I'm done. I ain't playing your games no more. Here, have it. So
yeah, don't fight, don't argue.
Yep.
You see your way out of the situation and move away from it and work on your life.
Yep. And that's why I wanted to ask about what I had mentioned, especially with the debt on my end is. My next step, I'm going to go talk to whoever I need to. I'll find do some research and then see, okay, hey, this is the situation. Is it going to be a 50-50 split due to divorce or what's it look like? What is the best option? Because it's just not working and I can't afford all this debt. And the business was paying for itself, even though I've explained to her, it's like we need to pay this debt off or it's just going, it's been 4 years. And yes, it's going down, but it's only going down with minimum payment, which is very slow.
Yeah.
And and so it's like.
Well, find out from either the company that you made the loan from or the lawyer. But in the meantime, you need to get out of there, end this marriage, and just work on your life. Seek first the kingdom of God and let life give you what you should have, not get what you think you want.
Absolutely, I 100% agree. That's what I've been giving it to the Lord. I've been, it's working on my spiritual self, and again, seeking the kingdom of God first, and that's been amazing. So I'm staying with it, and that's the only thing I can really do, and really honestly want truly.
Well, stay with it.
Everything else is, yes, sir. I will.
All right, William. Andrew, let me know how it goes, man.
Yeah, I will. I'll call again. Thank you so much.
All right. And again, don't argue, don't fight, don't do anything.
Yeah, I'm still on the assignment from August. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Let me go to William out of California. William, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir, William.
Hey, so I was listening to some of the previous conversations while on hold, and I think the Book of Martyrs, which was written by John Fox, back in the 1500s.
Are you responding to the biblical question?
Oh, I was going to, but I was just, I was present while I was on hold, so I was just commenting. So I apologize.
Oh, I see. Go ahead. Okay.
Bigger. Yeah, okay. That's all I was doing. Is just the I've known about Peter being crucified upside down just because of where the church I came from, which I will not dox.
Right.
We talk about it regularly.
They taught you that at your church, that Peter was crucified upside down?
They told us about the reference. They didn't teach it. They just said it was in Fox's Book of Martyrs, so that can be looked up. And it's ancient. It's 1500. It's something written in 1500.
Oh, okay.
And, Josephus, you've heard of Josephus, the Hebrew historian. He wrote also about I don't want to go down that rabbit trail.
Right.
So, yeah, basically, I was going to call about you asked earlier. I think the first hour. Yeah, nice. And I pondered about the question of further. Now I'm. I had it all wrote down, but I had to
about
go to
what
so
do you possess?
Yes,
and that's what you're talking about.
And I had one. And I had said that we can only possess the day because we got to live in the moment. But then I was sitting there. I'm like, well, but I do possess my body because I'm sitting there looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like. Well, I do exist, right? But that you say we don't exist, it's an illusion. And I'm like, what the? You know? So I was thinking, so maybe there's a few ways to look at that, right? That we do possess our bodies.
And how do you possess your body? What do you mean by that?
I'm the one that decides to get up and walk around. And, so, like, I decided to get up and go to work. I didn't want to. I could have called in, like, a beta or a 20-year-old and said, I don't feel good. I don't want to go to work today. But I went. You know, I came to work.
So you believe your body is your own?
No, I do not.
Why do you think you possess it then?
Because I'm moving it around. So I'm in possession. Just like when you possess a house, I might not own it, but I took possession.
And who is causing you to move it around?
My spirit.
And so if your spirit is causing it, how do you possess it?
I'm just moving it around. You just ask, what do we possess?
But
it has nothing to do with ownership or who
it
is.
But if you're not causing it to move around, then you don't possess that either.
I don't know. I think it's a – I don't know, JLP, Jesse. I think we're – I don't want to say the word semantics because people get triggered by that. But it is a matter of definition and words and, you know – But, yeah, I know, like, I decided to stop right now. So I definitely made the decision to stop walking right now. I'm standing still. Now,
and,
if you're saying
and
God,
how did you make that decision?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
So then why do you think you made it?
Let me ask you why you asked me that question. Did you decide to ask me that question?
Because you said that you possess your body. You said you decided to walk around. You decided
right, my
to
spirit.
Stop.
Maybe my will. Maybe my will.
What do you mean by your
will? My
will.
I willed it to happen, so I did it.
And how do you will anything to happen?
Oh, that's a very good question. That's one of the mysteries. I think that's why we're made in God's image. I think that's a mystery. I believe that may be a mystery. At least that's how I see it right now. I might get more information down the road, or I might hear something you say or someone else say it changes my mind. But at this point, that's my observation.
But if you don't see how you willed it to happen, how did you? Why do you think you willed anything to happen?
Oh, I don't think I willed it. I know I willed it.
How?
It's not a matter of
how did you do
knowledge.
It? Then? How did you will it to happen?
I just made it so.
How?
By doing it. You do it as well. So how do you do it? You do the same thing I do every day, Jesse.
But I know
exactly,
for a fact,
you know,
and without a doubt, I have nothing to do with anything at all. Nothing.
I don't know. I think maybe you're not quite right there, maybe.
But I know I don't have anything to do with anything. It sounds like you believe that you do. You can will yourself to walk. You can will yourself to stop. But you don't know how you will it.
We absolutely do. That's inarguable. You can't argue that. I don't understand why you're trying to argue that. That's
I can't
weird.
Argue
that's
what?
Kind of, you're making an argument that that's not true. That like I decided to start walking right now because I'm out back and I'm at work and I'm.
But I'm not saying that you didn't. I'm just responding to something you said you did. I'm not telling you that you did or you didn't. But
no,
I am
know.
Telling you.
I want
you,
an understanding.
I am telling you that
right?
I can't will myself to do anything. I am not in possession of anything. I control nothing, and I know that now without a doubt. And that's. And, but you said you have.
I believe we don't control life.
But if you
that.
Have your will to make you go and stop, then you have to be controlling something.
Right. Well, when God breathed into Adam and he became a living soul, soul as in one person, the first man who was the Son of God, he was the first one, and Jesus was the second one, which is makes him not God. But I would just say. We do have a will. It's not free, but we have a will. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm not explaining it right. Maybe I'll rethink it, Jesse. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're just fellowshipping, right? There's no right or wrong answer.
Right.
It's not a test, right?
It's
You're
not a
testing
test.
Me,
That's
are you?
Right. Not at all.
I love your church, man. I wish there was one up here. I really do.
Well, maybe we can get one going up there, man.
Can we do a satellite, man? I think that'd be awesome, man. But I don't know. We'll have to do one step at a time.
Yeah, one
happens.
Step at a time.
Nice. Well, hey, I got to get back to work.
Okay, man. Good talking to you.
I love listening to your... Hey, shout out to Jake. I don't know what's going on, but he's a... His
he
show's
said, he said
a little
shout
more
out back.
Juicy and fun.
Come shout
but,
out.
But hopefully it's not... I heard a rumor that was because of the flat earthers. That's why he got canceled. But I hope that's not the truth.
You heard a rumor that was because of the flat earther
flat
that
earthers.
He would cancel.
So he got canceled. No, all right.
Heard a rumor that I got destroyed because some woman called me boring, and I haven't come back since.
No, that's if anybody, that's it. I know he's got a lot of energy, but he's kind of monotone. But that's just my thoughts. I could be wrong.
Shots fired.
But I love you. I love all you guys, man. I've been listening to you for
Thank
like.
You.
Well, Jesse, I've been listening to you the longest.
Right on.
And then Cake, because I couldn't. I thought you were mispronouncing Cake. I thought it was Jake at first.
Are
you
black?
Cake knows about all that.
Yeah.
And then finally, Nick came on. Like it started coming up on my feed like 2 years later.
Right.
And then so I've only been listening to Nick a little while.
Right on.
So
we'll stay with him.
You guys keep doing what you're doing. One day I hope to visit.
Okay.
And until then. Peace out to everybody, man.
And when you discover how you're doing your little free will thing, let me know.
I don't have a free will.
I mean, when you can make yourself walk and stop. I mean, did he leave? He dropped. Oh, your phone dropped, William. Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Thank you, William. Gigi, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Gigi. Amazing.
How are you doing?
All is well.
Great. So I want to answer the biblical question.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference?
I believe there's no difference between the God of the New Testament and the Old Testament.
And why do you believe that?
Yeah, so what I believe, why I believe that is because God, I believe God has sent Jesus Christ to, like, correct every misinterpretation that he knew of God, like the people of the Old Testament. Because many of the times, you know, they had led with emotions, with whatever they had given, especially when it was not, like, the actual Ten Commandments. Most of the other laws that they had given was actually based off of emotions. So Jesus Christ just came and, like, just came to correct all of those misinterpretations, even though to date people still misinterpret, you know, who God is or misunderstand who God is, even when Jesus Christ still came to explain and help them understand that it's not that deep. You know, we just
But why do you believe that the God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament?
Because the Bible says that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say hi to you guys, and I'm happy to see Hake is back. Yeah. God bless you all.
Well, he's not back doing his show yet. The Anchor Baby is doing his show at 9 until Hake come back to his show. But he's
No, I'm back to see him in the studio with you all.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. On. Good to hear Take from care, you, Gigi.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful rest of the week.
All right. You too now. Bye now. Let me go to Isaac out of Washington State. Isaac, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Isaac.
How you doing today, sir?
All is well.
Good. I wanted to talk about the biblical question.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
I would say no. Pretty much what the girl said that you just spoke to.
Gigi?
Yeah, that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then yesterday when you were
And
saying,
why do you say he's the same?
Well, to answer your question, I believe that I don't think he doesn't change for nobody. If he says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then he's not any different from the Old Testament or the New Testament. And when you said yesterday, why'd he bring the flood, and why was he so mean? It's not that he was mean, it's that he's a just God, so...
What does that mean, just? How burning down a city or making it flood and kill everybody, where's the justice in that?
Well, they basically turn their backs on God, so to be turning your back on God and sinning and knowing that you're living this sin, then naturally when you sin, it brings forward death.
Well, you really believe that God said, all right, you turn your back on me, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to flood you out. All your animals and everything. Yeah. You turn your back on me, I dare you. I'm going to burn down your town and kill men, the women, and the children.
Yeah, as harsh as it sounds, it's very true, because in Romans 6,
but where's the justice in that?
The wages of sin is death.
Where's the justice in that?
Well, I would say, just like when someone breaks the law and they go to court and they're convicted of something that they committed, they have to either do the time or take the death penalty. Same thing with sin. If the wages of sin are death, then if we live a life of sin, then, you know, we're going to die or go to hell and stuff like that. But
amazing.
But you got to keep in mind, and then the flood, God saw that the seed of man was being corrupted from the fallen angels and Satan himself coming down.
So he like, let me tell you about all.
Well, it's because they started creating giants. and the bloodline was being changed.
Amazing.
And God had to take the only bloodline that was pure, believing in God, and remove them and basically reset.
Whoa,
the
mess!
Because of the corruption.
Isaac,
yeah.
I appreciate your response to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you, man.
Oh, thank you, man. See you Sunday. You take care, brother.
All right, buddy. The scratch off on pills.net. Be right back.
Manager, 3 weeks in. Now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Okay, welcome back. Quick announcement, back to the phones and then some super chats and everything. Number one, the American Anchor Baby is coming up at the top of this hour. No hake. And instead of 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby is at 9 for now. Until hate return, I guess. Out of sight, out of mind. So the American Anchor Baby at the top of this hour, get ready. He's on fire. And then make sure you support us. Go to JLPTalk.com. Make a donation. JLPTalk.com or call 800-411-BOND. It is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. I appreciate it. You're helping us to help others. Thank you. Or you can call 800-411-2663 or scan the QR code on Bond to help Bond. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Canada and talk to Eli. Eli, you are on the air. Eli?
Yes, hello.
Okay, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so basically, I was with my friend this weekend, and I don't know, they always talk about the Lindsay, whatever, the girl who killed her kids and stuff.
Right.
And, I don't want to say surprisingly, but my friend was like, I talked with my girl, and he said she think postpartum depression and all that stuff is true. And I was like, that's so weird because I don't think it's true. Like depression, like just depression for itself, I don't think it's true. And putting postpartum anything underneath it, I think it's like really deceiving. But I was kind of surprised that like they think it's true. So I don't know if it's me. I just wanted to know like how do you see it, the postpartum whatever. Depression, is it like how do we see it? What do you think about it?
Well, I don't know about her medical issue at all, but I do know for sure that she has anger, and as a result of that, she's into her head, listening to the devil. She's very emotional, and that is causing what the people call mental illness, because anyone who has anger is mentally ill. And it's a spiritual thing and not physical. You can only overcome that if when your heart changed by forgiving, admitting you're wrong, forgiving, and then your heart changed from hate to love, and then everything else will start to change after that. And then the other thing is the world, that's why we have to overcome the world. The world always makes you think all of your issues are outside of you and that they are being caused by something or someone from outside of you, when in reality, all of your issues are inside of you and all of your issues are coming from within and not without. So her issues, and that's why they make up this, they call it a postpartum, so that you can think that it's something from outside of you instead of within. I don't believe it either. It's just not true. I don't see that as being true at all.
Okay, that's good, because that's kind of weird, because, you know, that it's people that you know that goes to, because they go to church too and all that stuff. So I was like, maybe, like, I don't know, because when I listen to you, it makes sense, just knowing that. Not but just because you say it, but it's like easy to see that it's not really true. It's not true. Like, it's all in the thought and stuff. So I was kind of surprised that my friend fell into it with this girl.
Listening to the woman.
That's what I see. And he had two girls, so that's he has two girls. So but anyway.
Also, just think about this, Eli. God created the female so that he made it possible for the female to have children. Why would he give her postpartum, something called postpartum? If she was never angry, she would be able to deal with those children in the right way. But when you have anger, you're not going to deal with anything or anyone, not even yourself, in the right way, because you don't have love.
Yeah, that's what, it makes sense. It just makes sense what you're saying. Amazing. Yeah. It's really nice. By the way, what was your biblical question this week? It was kind of interesting.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
Is there a difference? I don't think so.
And why don't you think so?
Because in the Old Testament, God tell everybody, I didn't really read it the whole Testament, but God told people that they had to do sacrifices if they had to do sacrifices. But in the New Testament, he just made it easier by bringing Jesus so we don't have to do the sacrifices anymore. So I don't think it's different. It's just, I don't think it's different.
Oh, okay.
Maybe because people say he kills people and all that stuff, but I don't know if it's good or not. So I'm not here to say it's good or he's evil or anything, you know?
Right on. Well, I appreciate that, man, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right. Great fellowship, by the way. I really like it.
Stay with it.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right.
All right. Did you hear about this? Apparently, there's a couple guys who pretended to be a football players, and they're taking people money. ABC 7 New York Times is reporting federal authorities have arrested and charged a man who pretended to be a member of the 49ers and defrauding women out of about $1.3 million. CBS News.
Meanwhile, a wild romance scam has the internet buzzing. Police say a man posted on social media showing him wearing NFL gear. But Dejon Love has nothing to do with the NFL.
My boy J Love signed this contract. How you feel?
I'm ready.
This video, obtained by Outkick Sports, appears to show Dejon Love supposedly signing a contract to play for the San Francisco 49ers.
Who you signing with? Who's your decision?
Niners. You already know the Niner game.
But the Justice Department says the contract, along with other videos and photos of Love posing as a player, were all faked to scam $1.3 million from 26 victims. According to court documents, Love posed as a wealthy NFL player or a Swiss real estate investor and convinced women he met online that they were insincere relationships with him. Prosecutors say Love then introduced the women to his co-conspirator, Taylor Jamie Chan, who posed as a financial advisor. The pair allegedly urged women to send them money, even suggesting some take out large loans, telling them Chan would put it in lucrative investments.
Amazing. The effort was so extensive that they fooled search engines as AI. Hey, love AI. Some even identify him as a real NFL, CBS News.
The affidavit says Love's extensive false social media even managed to trick search engines and AI, as some results occasionally stated that Love was a bona fide 49ers player.
We use AI every day, all the time. We see it make mistakes. Same thing with the internet. Anybody can put anything on the internet.
Retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Lance Lysing says scammers prey on victims' trust.
When you have that emotional trust built in to that relationship, it's much easier to get the scam, whether it's posing as an NFL player or showing on social media all the expensive things you have. It's simply building that trust.
Amazing. One woman who matched with him on a dating app said she was immediately skeptical about skeptical because she couldn't find his name on the team roster, CBS News.
Ayanna Velazquez told me that she and Love met on a dating app in 2021. The two fell out of touch for a few years, but Love reached back out in 2024, telling her that he's now playing in the NFL. She says she was immediately skeptical.
So if you searched up his name and it says that he's like on the roster and it's not there, that should make you want to believe that he's not on the team. But I can see I did see on social media, he did tell different stories to different women. He gave the NFL, the Swiss background. So I guess I could see on the Swiss background why they sent money, but more on the NFL part, I don't understand why they would send money.
These are some desperate women. You got some guy telling you online he's signed up with a football team, send me some money, and you do it. You got to be definite. That's your fault. It may be my fault. It is your fault. How you going to send us if he signed up with a major football team? He already got money. And you ain't never seen him or anything. Haven't if you're black. You ain't never seen him. If you're white, you haven't even seen him. And you send him money. That's your fault. Really? My grandmother used to say, if you see a fool, bump his head and send him home. And sometimes they say, when you see a fool, slap him and send him home. What the? These people, that's their fault. Desperate for love from a player, and you got played. What the? Amazing. Hank.
Yes.
So are you disappointed in your new love, AI, that it even thought, according to the report, that this man was a real NFL player?
No, I'm not disappointed in AI. I know that AI is just like us. We can be fooled, and so can AI.
So why do you trust AI so much?
Because AI has a lot of information, and a lot of the information is true. It's kind of like the Hake report. Info may be false. Maybe all of the information may be false, but it still has some interesting information.
What a mess. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Jim in Alaska, very generous with a BQ response.
What I mean, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament, Jim?
I think it is the same God, because God's thoughts are not the thoughts, not our thoughts, and God's ways are not our ways. So I cannot comprehend the differences between the two.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Little Lemmy rated the stream on the Rumble stream.
Thank you, Little Lemon.
Lemmy.
Lemmy. Amazing. Little Lemmy. Thank you.
Anonymous, Jesse. I forgave my mom and apologized for resenting her. Discussed with my dad why he didn't protect me from my mom. Is that fine?
Yes.
You say to forgive the father, yet I never resented him. My question, is it okay that I did not verbally say, Dad, I forgive you and I'm sorry for resenting you, when I never resented him?
That's fine. Don't say it if you didn't do it. Because most men and women, boys and girls, do not resent their fathers. They yearn for their fathers. Even when the mother, with those who say they resent their fathers, they only resented the father with their mother's anger because they have identified with the mother. And they realize, I yearn for my father. I want my father. So, yeah, you're doing just fine. Now, if you're not doing the silent prayer, do the silent prayer and stay present. Be aware of those thoughts and emotions. Let them pass. You're about to have a real life. I wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous. And he, Jesse, is it good that the father prepared a future and inheritance for you, his seed? Triple question mark.
Repeat that.
Is it good that the father, capital F, prepared a future and inheritance for you, his seed?
Oh, if the earthly father?
No. Father with a capital F indicates God.
Oh, in God there is no future. So he didn't prepare for your future because it doesn't exist. It's only in Satan that there's time, right? In God, everything is right now. It's always right now. No such thing as a future. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And Nikki, three coffees, BQ.
Is there a difference between the Old Testament, the God of the Old Testament, and God of the New Testament?
I've never read the Bible, but I will say this. The truth is called truth because it will always remain true. So my answer is no. God doesn't change. Otherwise, he wouldn't be eternal.
Amazing. I put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. No apparent message.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hannes. Six coffees. Yes, I'm Irish and German and male. Cool sunglasses emoji. In these unwilling United States of Europe. Crying streams.
It's sad what's happening in Europe right now. It really is. And South Africa to the white people. What a mess. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Hannes. Emilio, that lady in NYC looked easy to take down. I don't think they should have shot her up. She was like some 60-plus-year-old, overweight, wobbling woman. What the?
They say that she had apparently stabbed some other people, a couple other people as well. And she was like doing like this. They said she was Hispanic, fat Mexican.
It doesn't take much if the knife hits the right or wrong spot.
Especially if you don't see it coming. Sounds like the other people may not have seen it coming.
And the thing about it is you don't really hear it.
Right.
And it doesn't even register long for a while after you're hit.
Amazing. Thank you.
So, terrible, horrible. Yeah. And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Rob out of Northern California. Rob, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse? How's your little radio show going?
All is well, Rob. Amazing.
Amazing. I wanted to check in. I've been worried about Hake and his beta-itis.
Go ahead.
Wanted to see if he's all right.
Hake.
You know.
I'll be nice. All right. I'm just taking it easy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Real easy.
I wasn't sure about the rumblings about a little too easy. It's good for you sometimes.
It's necessary.
I heard
William asked about if it was a flat earther, said, got you canceled. I got nervous. But but I did hear like a week ago or something, it might have been something about nerves. And I know back in the day when I was a natural hippie that valerian root is a good has a good calming effect on nerves. It's the base root of what the doctors make Valium out of. But you can just get it in like tea and stuff, and it's you know from the Bible, all things that we need come from the earth, right? So that's a good one. And magnesium is also another thing that helps calm the nerves, and all this stuff can be get at like a natural grocery store. So I just want not medical advice, but I just want to throw this out there.
Right, you know? He just found it on AI. What did AI say?
AI says valerian root is an herbal supplement commonly used to help with sleep problems and anxiety, per Google AI. And Bill has told me about magnesium, but he told me you got to be careful about magnesium because depending on the magnesium, you could stay up for 3 days.
Info may be false.
Info may be false. Yes, for sure.
Well, appreciate that, Rob. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Look, it's good to hear from you, Jesse. Good to talk to you, Jesse. I've been using your wisdom a lot lately, and it's been helping out as well.
Stay with it.
Yes, sir. And Hank, I think I can speak for all of us when we say we definitely miss you. Can't wait to see you in the 7th of September.
And it was good meeting you in person, man.
Yes, sir. And it's going to happen again. I'm going to try to get down, as Hank suggested, on one of those weekends where we do a men's forum and then and then church after.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to make the trek down there.
Right on. Thank you, Rob. Good to talk to you.
All right. You're welcome. Good to talk to y'all too. God bless.
You later. Too, buddy. Right on. Let me go to Carl out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Carl, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. I had to get off speaker. I was driving. I'm a truck driver.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So I wanted to take a shot at the biblical question.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
And I would say there is no difference.
And why you say there's no difference?
The reason I say there's no difference is because I just believe that the Bible is a story about human nature. And like the Old Testament is a story about, you know, like human nature when you are like in your lower state. And I believe the New Testament is a story about human nature when one is like operating in their, you know, like how Jesus operated, how he was one with God.
Okay.
Does that make some type of sense?
Well, I'll put my two cents on Sunday. I can't respond to that, but I do want to know if the God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament. Why was God so mean in the Old Testament? Burning people, flooding them out, killing men, women, and children, animals, and everything. Why was he so mean in the Old Testament if he's the same God of the new one?
I don't think that was God. I think it's just a story, man. I think that was human. I think they were blaming God. I think I heard a young lady answer something like this yesterday. I haven't seen the show today, but I'm gonna go back and watch. But yeah, I think they were. I think whoever wrote the Bible were just in our imagination, and I think it's just a story, Jesse. I really do. I think that's human nature. That's not God at all.
Very interesting, I just think it
was,
man.
Yeah, I think it was like made to like, you know, and used to control. But it's my favorite book because I think it really is like describes human nature so good. But I just really just think it's a story. I really do. So that's just my. So, I can't wait to see what you have to say. But I know it'll be simple though. But I just can't wait to see what it is.
The Old Testament is your favorite book, you say?
The Bible, because I just love it as a book. I don't really praise it or worship it, but I just I think it really like just shows how people are when they are in their lower state and then when they are in their higher state. But I really just, I always just look at it as just being a story.
It's a very, very interesting book to read, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, yo. I love it. It's cool.
Well, thank you for responding, man, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right, we love you, Jesse, man. Thank you for everything, man.
All right, buddy. Love you back. Thank you.
All right.
I am so excited. Super.
Super chats.
Rick P. over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. 45 Schmeekels for JLP.
Thank you. What's Schmeekel?
I don't know. I think it's a fancy way of saying shekels. Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm making that up.
Thank you.
Info may be false. Base Nation says it says silver corn is out of stock for me in your shop. Why? He asks.
I know that they're selling really fast. Call the office today to find out. 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. That's why I've been telling people you got to get them. They're going fast and we had limited amount. 800-411-BOND. Call the office Base Nation.
Yeah.
And they'll let you know.
Yep. Contact Bond. It may have to do with your country or something. Don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Base Nation. Very generous over on the Rumble rant.
And they know how to rumble.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, as I often am, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. To Nick and the rest of the calls, Nick out of New York, and other callers, I'm out of time. The American Anchor Baby is coming now. No hate report. The American Anchor Baby. Thank you for your support. Do the silent prayer. I recommend it. And stay with it. RebuildingTheMan.com says silent prayer. And just stay with it. Stay present. And if you obey the law, what it tells you to do, you cannot go wrong. Everything going to work out for you. Men and women around the world. Drop the anger. You got to forgive your mama. Ain't no way around it. And your father if you resent him. And stay with the prayer. Stay present. And everything will just be made clear to you. It really will. All right, folks. Thank y'all. I got to take some brand new for the state now. What the? The American Anchor Baby right now. Back in a moment. I mean, no. Bye. See you tomorrow.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Pachi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pachi's coffee.